From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up at the UN, a debate over what sovereignty in Iraq actually means. First, though, the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, George Tenet, is resigning. This morning at the White House, President Bush said Mr. Tenet will leave next month for what the president termed personal reasons. And the president went on to praise the CIA chief for his service to the nation.
He's been a strong leader in the war on terror, and I will miss him. I send my blessings to George and his family. I look forward to working with him until the time he leaves the agency, and I wish him all the very best.
NPR's Larry Abramson is covering the story. He joins us now from Washington. Larry, hello, and tell us more about why is Mr. Tenet resigning?
Hi, Alex. Well, we don't know for sure. We're getting the usual personal reasons given out that this is not because of any particular political pressure. But the truth is that Mr. Tenet has been under extreme pressure really ever since September 11th, which is arguably one of the biggest intelligence failures in the nation's history. There were many senators on the intelligence committees who felt that Tenet should resign when his agency blew this important role that they were supposed to play in putting together the information that could have prevented the attack. That criticism grew louder after the Central Intelligence Agency misjudged the possibility that Iraq could have weapons of mass destruction. Arguably, they exaggerated that risk. So there were a number of failures, and some people felt that he needed to take responsibility for those things and make way for new leadership. He hasn't said that those are the reasons why, but those are the criticisms that he's been facing for quite a long time.
The thing is, there have been these criticisms for a long time, so why this resignation now?
Well, you know, this guy has survived in a very difficult job for longer than almost anybody. He's the longest-serving CIA director since Alan Dulles served under President Eisenhower up until 1961. He's known as an incredible survivor. He's very well-connected in this town. He worked on the Senate Intelligence Committee on the Hill for a long time. He had a lot of contacts with lawmakers and high-ranking officials here, and they all liked him. He was a very personable person who knew how to thank people and pay back favors and ask for favors when he needed them. So in some ways, it's amazing that he has lasted this long. You know, the president has signaled that he wants to reform the intelligence community, partly, perhaps, in order to get out ahead of the suggestions that the 9/11 Commission may make when they come out with their report later this summer. This creates a perfect opportunity for the president to do just that, because he won't have to force those changes on George Tenet.
This is definitely a today story, but is there already reaction in Washington that you've been able to hear?
Somewhat, yes, and there will be more, because members of Congress know this is a really important issue and that they will have to confirm the new CIA director designate when that person is announced. You know, what's interesting is that most people on the Hill are saying that they never really blamed George Tenet for these intelligence failures. I didn't even mention another big controversy was about the fact that the CIA didn't anticipate India's nuclear test in 1998 that almost set off a war between India and Pakistan. But, you know, somehow these things never stuck directly to George Tenet. Most members of Congress now are saying they're sorry to see him go. He did a good job. But, you know, they're also saying that they're looking ahead for a chance to reform this agency whose job is arguably more important than ever.
NPR's Larry Abramson from Washington. Larry, thanks.
Thank you.